Hi guys, it's Cheryl from Yoga Bellies and I'm going to take you through a nice short sequence to overcome feelings of anxiety or distress, okay? So if anxiety is something that you suffer from, possibly you have kids hanging from your ears during the day or you're stressed at work, any of these things, any of these scenarios, this is a quick routine that you can do to relieve your anxiety, okay? And you can do this absolutely anywhere. So there's going to be lots of nice forward bends in this because forward bends allow fresh oxygen when the head is lower than the heart to rush to the heart, to allow for some introspection, to reflect, to just take some deep breaths and relax and to find our composure again. So I hope you find this useful. Join me in this practice now. Namaste. Okay, so we're going to do a nice seated practice here. And we're just going to spread those legs out, so spreading the buttocks out, okay? And grounding with the calves, the thighs, the buttocks all grounding into the floor. So feeling the legs, the buttocks, nice and heavy, weighing down into the mat. The toes are pointing up, so the feet are flexed. And this means we're activating all the muscles of the legs. And this posture is known as Dandasana. So from the sit bones, we're going to extend through the top of the head, making sure our spine is nice and straight. Now, I could actually be doing with some blocks here. If your arms are short, like mine, you could get some nice blocks here so that you can ground into the mat. Okay, so let's just pretend I can reach, or use your fingertips if you don't block. And just pushing down into the mat, taking the shoulders, backing down, and just lengthening through the top of the head, okay? So imagining that piece of string again, coming through the top of the head, taking the navel back to the spine, that's your Uddiyana Bandha. And those toes pointing up to the sky, calves engaged, thighs engaged, hamstrings, buttocks, glutes, everything, pushing down into the fingers, extending through the top of the head. So we're really using every muscle in the body here. It may look like a simple posture, but we can gain so much from seated staff pose Dandasana. So just close your eyes, engaging the navel back to the spine, pushing down into the fingertips, down into the calves and buttocks, grounding with the lower body. And we're going to take 5 breaths here. So just settling in to a nice even breath, in and out through the nose, in through the nose, out through the nose. So inhale, equaling the exhale, and allow those eyes to gently close. Releasing the jaw, moving it from side to side, unclench the teeth. Allow the tongue to lie limp in the mouth. And now just relax that posture. So just allow the hands to flop onto the mat, allow the toes to flop forward, allow the hands to rest on the thighs if that's more comfortable for you, okay? And then we're just going to pop into cobbler pose, okay? Or Baddha Konasana. So we're taking the soles of the feet together. So again, this posture may look slightly different from you. Your feet might be out here. If you've got tight hips, you might be up here. Again, for comfort, we can put blocks or cushions under the knees. But we're just going to allow the hips and the groin to open, flexing those knees. If we're suffering from knee pain, maybe avoid this one, okay? You can just come in to hero pose, which is a nice alternative, sitting back on the heels like this, if that's more comfortable. But if you do want that hip and groin opening, and we hold a lot of tension around the hip and the groin area, so we are going to keep that open, okay? Now we can place the hands on the hips, or we can place the palms up. So I want you to tighten the palms of the hands, on the inhale, and on the exhale, release. Just allow the hips to open. You can push down with the arms, just relaxing into it. Taking a few breaths here. Again, depending on how much time you have, you can spend more time in this posture or just 5 breaths. Inhale, equaling the exhale. Then we're just going to come into Sukhasana, simple cross-legged pose, easy pose. Right, we're going to take the right hand, place it on the chest, left hand, place it on the stomach. And we're just going to bring our attention to the breath. Now again, you can do this sequence in the order that I'm doing it, or you can just pick and choose the postures. If you only have 5 minutes and you have to hide in the toilet to do this, then just choose the ones that work best for you, okay? Relaxing those shoulders back and down, just taking the head from side to side, just rolling it around. The neck and the shoulders. Nice. You can hear my bones all creaking here. Got a creaky neck. Okay. And just relax. Right hand in the heart, left hand on the abdomen. And we're just going to inhale. And just be aware of the rise of the chest and the abdomen. As you inhale and exhale. So you can watch my other video in the full Yoga Belly's breath. And check out my podcast on breath awareness. And just allow yourself to relax into nice, normal, deep breathing. So now to really help with anxiety, we're going to try a nice long extended exhale here, okay? So we can keep the hands here or we can take them onto the knees if that's more comfortable. And we're going to inhale for 3 and exhale for 6, okay? So inhaling through the nose and out through the mouth this time. We're going to inhale for 3. Exhale for 6. Inhale for 3. Extended exhale for 6. Now let's try 4 and 8. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. If 4 and 8 is too much, just stick with 3 and 6. You may even be with 2 and 4. But this nice extended exhale just really allows you to relax, to release any tension in the body. And with each exhale, just releasing a little bit more. Okay. So we're going to take this a bit further now. We're going to add in some forward bends. As I said, we're taking the head below the heart. This helps to relax the body very deeply. So just from our Sukhasana, our easy, our cross leg pose, we're going to inhale and we're going to take the fingertips behind the hips. And we're just going to gently look up towards the third eye between the eyebrows. Just nice stretch, taking the shoulders back, gentle back bend here. Then we're going to inhale. And on the exhale, we're going to walk those fingers forward. Okay, so taking a nice forward bend here. Now, just go as far forward as is comfortable. This could be here. You could be on the elbows with the chin resting on the fist. Or you could be stretching those fingers right out and taking the forehead down to the mat. Okay, so walking those fingers away from the body. And we're just going to take 5 breaths here. Again, if you want to pause the video, take longer here. Take as long as you want to. And we're just completely relaxing the nervous system, allowing the internal organs to rest. And after 5 breaths, we're going to gently walk the hands, hand over hand, over to the side, okay? And again, we're going to stretch forward. If we want to come, bring the head down, if that's available to us. Now, the buttocks should still be grounding on the mat where possible. But we're going to take 5 breaths here. And then walking the hands hand over hand to the other side, opposite side here. And just extending out again. Now that you might just be here and that's absolutely fine. Aiming for the opposite end. And again, you probably find you're more open on one side than the other. And that's absolutely fine. So I'm more open on my right hand side. which tends to find right-handed people. So I can really take my chin down to my knee here. Or you can take the forehead down if that's available. Or again, rest on the face. I'm going to take 5 breaths, wherever you are. Grounding into the buttocks. And then very slowly coming onto the fingertips and bringing yourself back to center. Okay, so more forward bend variations. We can come back into Dandasana here, our seated staff pose. So if we remember, toes pointing up to the sky, nice extended feet, calves, thighs, buttocks spread out. Pushing down, grounding into the lower body, extending through the top of the head. We're going to take the fingertips behind the hips again, shoulders back, gently looking up. And on the exhale, bringing your navel in, Uddiyana Bandha, upward flying lock. And we're going to come forward, taking the stomach and the chest towards the knees. And then we're going to bring the fingers towards the big toes. Okay, so fingers like this to the inside of the big toes. We're going to push away with the toes. We're going to pull with the arms and we're going to extend forward. All right, like this. Now, if that's not available, if you're sitting like this, that's absolutely fine. Place the hands here and just with each exhale, just fold slightly forward, just extending, trying to get a little bit further towards the toes, okay? Now we want a nice flat back. We're not taking the head down to the knees because as you can see, we're curling the back. What we want to do is extend through the top of the head and then come forward, okay? So we're taking the stomach and the chest towards the thighs and looking between the big toes. That's our Drishti. Now the calves, the thighs and the buttocks should still be connecting with the mat as well. And this is seated forward bent. Okay, so lots of variations of this we can try as well, and we can take 5 to 10 breaths as long as you want. Take some cushions or bolsters here and just rest the head here as well. Okay, it's the motion of coming forward. We're reflecting on why we feel anxious. We're just taking a step back. We're just allowing ourselves to flop forward and relax. Okay. On the inhale, coming back up and gently coming back to seated staff pose. Nice variation on this is head to knee pose or Janusirsasana. So we're going to take the right foot, we're going to take the heel as close to the groin as possible, okay? We're going to extend the left buttock out. Toe as before in Dandasana. Foot flex, toes pointing up to the sky. The calves, the thighs, the buttocks grounding, extending through the top of the head. We're going to take the fingertips behind the hips. Inhale, opening the chest and the heart, looking up to the third eye between the eyebrows. And on the inhale, we're coming up. Exhale, we're coming forward. So taking the navel to the spine as we come forward. Okay, stomach and chest towards the thigh. That's the way we're going. And we're extending, looking between the feet as well. Okay, and we're just taking the head down towards the big toe. Okay, now again, you may not be here, you may be up here, you may be with your bolster, your cushion, your block, absolutely fine. You may just be standing here and walking those, sorry, sitting here and walking those fingers forward, and that's absolutely fine. This is Janusirsasana, head to knee pose, okay? And just resting here, so maybe 5, 10 breaths, whatever's comfortable for you. And release. And obviously, whatever we do on that side, we do on the opposite side. So coming back to Dandasana as your starting position, spreading out the buttocks and taking the left foot to the groin. Okay, so just move back a little bit here. So as before, flexing the right foot, toe pointing to the sky, calves, thighs, buttocks grounding into the mat, spreading those buckets out, spread your buckets so that you can get nice and grounded. Take the shoulders back and down, fingertips behind the hips, inhale, back bend, because every time we do a forward bend, we're going to take a back bend. Navel back to the spine, and we're folding forward here. Okay, so walking those fingertips forward. If we can grab the right foot, fantastic. And we're going to take the head towards the big toe, okay? So remember, we're taking that chest and the stomach towards the thigh first, and then we're extending towards the big toe. Janusirsasana, head to knee pose. And we're going to take 5 to 10 breaths here. Again, whatever we did on the opposite side, we're going to try to replicate on this side. And just allowing yourself to relax into the posture. When you're ready, coming back onto the tips of the fingers, gently coming back to seated staff pose, Dandasana. So a nice little variation on that, okay? Three-legged staff pose, or in Sanskrit as it's known, Ardha Baddha Baddha Konasana, all right? Triangmukha Ekka Paddha Paddha Konasana. Fucked up. Right, okay. Toes pointing up to the, it's three-legged staff pose. Toes pointing up to the sky, and the left foot behind. This may not be available to you, okay? If this is very, very uncomfortable, you can just stay in Janusirsasana. But if you want to try a variation, you can try Triangmukha Ekka Paddha Padmasana, which is the proper way to see it. Right, and the right toes pointing up to sky, flexing the right foot, lengthening the spine up through the top of the head. Okay, now you should have about a hand's width in between the two knees. And as before, fingertips behind the hips, taking the shoulders back towards each other, looking up, straightening that spine. And on the exhale, Uddiyana Bandha, extending forward, okay, towards the toes. We're going to take 5 breaths here. After 5 breaths, coming on to the tips of the fingers, back to your staff pose, changing over sides. Again, if this is not available, just continue with your Janusirsasana, hip to knee pose. Palm width between the knees. Extended leg, engaging with the floor, spreading out the buttocks, toes up to the sky. Inhale, back bend. Exhale, coming forward from the hips, taking the chest and the abdomen towards the thigh as we bend forward. Taking 5 breaths here. Keeping that front leg straight and engaged. After 5 breaths, just calming back up. Okay. So, just a few nice postures that you can use to relieve anxiety. Obviously, if you have time, a nice long savasana or legs up the wall pose, which we did in my deep sleep routine. Okay, that's another one that we can end with. Or just a simple meditation and breathing technique and pushing on with your day. So I hope this has helped with any anxiety and depression that you're experiencing, guys. Namaste.